While I was preparing the message this morning, I was asking myself, what song should we sing?
我问我自己我们应该选一个什么样的诗歌?
Then this song came up.
然后我就有这支歌在我的心里。
I was struggling. I said, Lord, it seems like it doesn't fit the message.
我就有一种争斗，因为我觉得这个歌不适合今天的主题。
Yet I believe no matter what, this should be the song.
但是不管怎么样, 我决定选这支歌。
Because when we see all the happenings around us,
当我们看到周围的喜乐满溢的时候,
we see the war in the Middle East,
我们看到中东的战争,
in Libya, in Egypt,
在利比亚和埃及,
and also the earthquake and tsunami in Japan,
还有日本的, 地震和海啸,
brothers and sisters, it's no time for us to be idle.
弟兄姊妹, 我们没有时间再这样懈怠下去。
There is no time for us to sleep and have good time.
我们没有时间再继续这样睡觉下去,
we need to rise up and stand for Jesus.
我们必须站起来,
I was having my Bible reading in Luke chapter 21.
我在加福音21章的时候,
let me read it to you. And there shines in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations and perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring.
第几章?
Chapter 21, verse 25.
路加福音21章25节。
It says here, when the sea and the waves roaring.
你看到这个海中的波涛在滚滚的时候,
isn't it what happened to the Japan sea and the waves roaring?
你看到,
then verse 28 says,
然后看第28节,
and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up.
一有这28节说, 一有这些事, 你们就当挺身昂首,
lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh.
挺身昂首,
brothers and sisters, your redemption draweth nigh.
弟兄姊妹们,
therefore, let us rise up for Jesus.
Oh,
a lot of these things that's happening around us.
现在这个世界上有许多的事情发生,
one day will come to pass.
这一切的事情有一天都要过去,
all the wealth that we start to accumulate,
包括我们所有积攒的财富,
all be burned with fire.
都要被火烧去,
nothing will remain.
什么都不会存留,
only Jesus.
只有耶稣基督,
let the Lord give us wisdom on this matter.
让,
let the Lord give us wisdom.
愿耶稣基督给我们智慧,
we are sharing with a high schooler in the book of Ezra.
我们与, 高中生来交通,
Ezra. They're talking about the king being stirred up by the Lord.
在讲到他的, 国王
being stirred up by the Lord.
被, 主所记,
then they all rise up.
就他们全都, 站起来,
and said, let's go to Jerusalem, build the temple of the Lord.
他们就说, 让耶路撒冷去重建我们的, 圣殿。
Then when we have this sharing, then a brother said,
我们就有一些交通, 有一个弟兄就说,
he said, during 9/11,
他说在911的时候,
everybody was so afraid and anxious.
每个人都很焦虑,
and everybody start to go into church.
每个人都去教会,
all the church are filled.
教会里到处都是人,
then after a year, the numbers start to dwindle down.
一年之后, 去教会的人越来越少,
so, then he continued to say,
然后他就继续说,
should we have another 9/11?
我们要不要再有一个911事件?
For us to rise up.
好叫我们能够为主站立。
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord moves his little finger,
弟兄姊妹们, 当主只是动动他的小手指的时候,
this thing happened.
这些事情就会发生。
We don't want another kind of this.
你可不想要再要这样的事情发生。
Let's focus our heart on the Lord.
让我们定睛在主耶稣的身上。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Lord, this morning we come to your word once again.
主耶稣, 我们今天再来到你的真理当中。
We pray that you open our hearts.
我们祷告你, 求你开我们心里的眼睛。
As you call to rise up for you.
当你呼召你站立的时候,
may we rise up for you.
帮助我们能够为你站立。
Lord, this morning we pray that you reveal yourself to us.
愿你今天早晨, 给我们你的启示。
Oh, give us your word.
把你的话语赐给我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Today I will continue to share with you from the Gospel of Matthew.
今天我要跟弟兄姊妹继续交通马太福音。
So let's turn our Bible to Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
让我们翻到马太福音第五章。
Verse 38 to 42.
第三十八节到第四十二节。
I'll read it first in English.
我先用英文读。
Then our sister will lead you to read in Chinese.
我们的姊妹和会众将一起读中文。
Those who have the English versions, read with me.
如果你有英文圣经，请与我同读。
Verse 38.
第三十八节
You have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that thee resist not evil, but whoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. 40. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain.Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away.
我们同时一起读三十八节。你们听见有话说，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。只是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来由他打。有人想要告你，要拿你的里衣，连外衣也由他拿去。有人强逼你走一里路，你就同他走二里。有求你的，就给他；有向你借贷的，不可推辞。
Okay, verse 46, the same chapter 46 to 48.
第五章四十六节。
But if you love them which love you, reward have ye. Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your only, what do ye more? Do not even the publicans so?But ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
第五章四十六节到四十八节，四十六节，你们若单看爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏不也是这样行吗？你们若单请你弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？所以你们要完全。像你们的天父完全一样。
Okay, another verse in the New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 to 10.
新约圣经彼得前书第二章九到十一节。
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.In time past, we're not a people, but now the people of God, which had not obtained it, but now have mercy.
第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民。现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙灵恤，现在却蒙了灵恤。
Last time I shared with you concerning one of the great temptations the Christian had met is the allurement of riches.
上一次我与弟兄姊妹一同交通了，到基督徒一同要面对的一个试探，最大的试探就是对钱财方面的态度。
Today we should be careful about this kind of temptation.
今天我们要特别注意，这方面的试探。
It is one of the pitfalls the enemy is set before us.
这是仇敌为我们设的陷阱。
And it's not sudden, but it's gradual.
这突然发生的，而是逐渐发生的。
But this thing in our mind.
但是我们应该头脑中很清醒。
Wealth can never satisfy us.
这所有的财富不可能成为我们的满足。
When we are obsessed with riches, it only makes us a servant rather than the master.
如果我们总是贪恋钱财的话，我们就成为钱财的奴隶，而不是主人。
It adds on to worry rather than give us good times.
它就会使我们很焦虑，而不是使我们生活美满。
And one day, all these riches we accumulated will fly away.
有一天，我们所有在地上积聚的这些财富都会飞走。
It will never give us eternal life.
他永远不可能给我们 带入到永生。
Therefore, what should our attitude be?
因此我们的态度应该是什么呢？
We should not take pride on the riches we have.
我们不应该为我们的财富所骄傲。
Because it is given by God to us.
因为是神所给我们的财富。
For us to enjoy, not for us to be obsessed.
财富是用用我们所使用的，而不是让我们为焦虑。
Rather, we should be obsessed with the giver rather than the gift.
应该为我们的主所痴迷，而不是被这些财富所痴迷。
Because it's the real treasure.
因为它才是宝贝。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 says.
哥林多后书第四章第七节说。
For we have this treasure in earthen vessel.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says.
第彼得前书第二章第一节。
He said, "This is an inheritance, undefiled, reserved in the heaven for us."
第二章第九节说，这一切都是我们从主那儿领受的，不可朽坏、不可奠基的，存到永远的基业。
And because it is the real treasure,
因为这是真正的基业。
Let us put our love, our devotion, our loyalty in this treasure.
让我们把我们所有的爱情、我们的精力、我们的忠心都给我们的主。
For this is the real wisdom.
因为这才是真实的，智慧。
Wisdom is not being in college.
因为智慧不是从你去大学才能学到。
You can learn all the wisdom and knowledge in the university.
你去上大学的时候，你可以学到智慧和知识。
But real wisdom is when we put Christ the first place in all things.
真的智慧是把主放在第一位。
We should have the preeminence in all our life and living.
因为应该把它放在我们生活中最主要的地位。
When we put Christ as the center of our living.
当我们把主耶稣基督放在中心的时候。
Then everything falls into place.
每一样其他的事情都会自动的解决。
How come the world today is altogether in a mess?
为什么现在当今社会上一片混乱呢？
Because they don't know what the main thing is.
因为他们不知道最主要的是什么。
Christ is that real thing. He's that real treasure.
基督才是那个真正的宝贝，是真正我们应该追求的。
When we put him in the first place of all things, then that's real wisdom.
如果我们把基督放在第一位的时候，我们就有真的智慧。
Lastly, what is the real worship?
最后一点，什么才是真实的敬拜？
Not only we put Christ the first place in all things because we need to, but we want to have the real worship because we want to love Him.
不，我们把基督放在第一位，不是因为他是我们的主人，不仅因为他是我们的主人，而且是因为我们爱他。
We love because He first loved us.
我们爱他，因为他先爱了我们。
This is real worship.
这才是的敬拜。
You know, a lot of times our lives are divided too.
经常我们的生活被分成两部分。
When we come to church, the Lord has the first place.
当我们到教会的时候，主耶稣占第一位。
After the Lord's day, we go back into our daily living. I am the first place.
当我们从教会出去的时候，我们进入我们日常的生活，我们自己就成了第一位。
Brothers and sisters, we need only to have one life, one living.
弟兄姊妹们，我们只要有一个生活，一个生活态度，一个生命。
Christ is everything to us.
基督对于是我们的一切。
Not only in the church.
不仅是在教会里
But in our practical life,
而且在我们实际当中生活当中
This is what I shared last time.
这是我上一次所交通的
Today we'll talk about what is the character of a Christian as revealed in the Gospel of Matthew.
今天我要根据马太福音所启示的跟弟兄姊妹一同分享
what,
什么是基督徒的品格
What is the kind of character that we should exhibit as being a testimony of God?
作为作为基督的见证人，我们应该有什么样的品格
？We talk a lot being God's witness.
我们讲了许多关于做主见证人的事情。
We talk a lot because the church being the testimony of God. I'm standing in this dark world.
我们讲过很多，在这个黑暗的世界里，教会作为灯台。
But when we come to the book of Matthew.
当我们来到马太福音的时候
，and even the book of Ephesians.
甚至以弗所书的时候
，it tells us in practicality what is to be a Christian.
真的是告诉我们实际上基督徒应该是什么样的
What kind of character should we exhibit?
我们的品性应该是什么样的
You know, whenever we read the book of Ephesians, it's had a high revelation concerning Christ and the church.
每当我读以弗所书的时候我总是读到那一些很高的启示关于我们基督徒和教会
But when you come to chapter 5,
但是你到第五章的时候
Paul started to talk in very, very practical matters concerning our daily living.
保罗开始讲到关于我们每日生活最实际的问题。
And one of the things that Paul encouraged us.
有一件事情保罗来鼓励我们。
Is that we should not live in sin anymore.
是我们不能再活在罪中。
What is the Christian?
什么是基督徒的品性呢
？What is the character of being a servant of the Lord?
我们怎么样才能成为神的仆人呢
？A servant of the Lord, a Christian is a person who is sensitive to sin and who hates sin.
作为基督徒神的仆人我们是应该对罪特别敏感
Oh, before when we are in sin
以前我们在蒙恩得救之前，我们在罪中。
When we are dead in trespasses，
我们在罪中死去的时候。
Sin has been part of our daily life。
罪成为我们生命的一部分。
To sin is something like natural。
犯罪是对于我们来说是很自然的一件事情。
So sorry to say, when we are still in sin, we are just like a pig wallowing in the mud。
我觉得这样说可能不太恰当，但是我还是要说，我们在最终的时候，就像猪在泥堆里一样。
Mud is not something good。
泥堆并不是什么好。
But that is who we are。
但是我们就是那样。
We are in sin。
我们在罪里的时候。
And when we are in sin, we still feel so good about it。
我们在最终的时候还有最终之乐，觉得自己很好。
People might say you have done wrong。
人们也许会对我们说你做错事情了。
Yet we feel like it's that but natural。
我会觉得这样很自然。
But thank God。
但是感谢主。
Through His mercy。
通过他的怜悯。
He brought us out of darkness into His marvelous light。
他带我们出黑暗进入他的奇妙光明。
The Lord took away our sin。
基督带走了我们的罪。
Put upon us that righteous robe。
给我们穿上义袍。
Cover our nakedness。
把我们的赤身裸体羞耻全都
come before the Father without guilt，
都遮盖，好叫我们能够坦然无惧来到父神面前。
but even as a Christian，
但是即使做了基督徒，
sometimes we do sin，
有的时候我们还是会犯罪。
yet our attitude is totally different，
但是我们的态度完全改变。
we are sensitive about it，
我们对罪已经非常敏感。
we feel like there is a spot in us that need to be taken off，
我们觉得那是一个脏的地方，一定要被去除。
it's like when you go to a restaurant wearing a white shirt，
就像你去餐馆吃饭的时候，你穿了一件白色的衬衫。
Like today, I wear a white shirt.
就像今天我穿着白色的衬衫。
Then while I'm eating, accidentally the food smeared on my shirt.
我吃的时候小心掉在我的衣服上。
What is my reaction?
那我的态度是什么呢？
Immediately, I will take some cloth, wipe it out.
我一定会拿一些纸，然后去擦一擦。
Or if there's some stain, we go to the bathroom and use some wet towel to wipe it out.
如果还没擦干净的话，我们会到厕所里去，用一些纸巾继续擦一擦。
If there's still stain on it, we want to when we go home, immediately we have put it in the washing machine.
如果还没有擦干净的话，我们回家立刻就会把它放在洗衣机里。
Why?
为什么呢？
We don't want that stain to be in our clothing.
我们可不要这种肮脏的东西在我们的衣服上。
Today, as a Christian, we have this same principle.
今天我们作为基督徒就要有这样的原则。
Christ has put upon us this righteous robe.
基督已经把义袍披在我们的身上。
Sin has no part in our life anymore.
罪已经在我们身上失去了控制。
And if there is sin.
如果有罪的话，
we immediately repent and ask God's forgiveness.
我们要立刻的悔改，求神饶恕我们。
Brothers and sisters, this is just like the experience of King David.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是大卫的一个经历。
When King David, as a man after his own God's heart,
大卫被称为合神心意的人。
Because he committed adultery.
因为他自己的软弱，他犯了奸淫的罪。
He committed murder.
他犯了谋杀的罪。
And this sin that is one of the great sins he had committed.
这是他所犯的最大的罪。
Yet because of that，
但是因为这个罪，
he feels so uneasy about it。
他真的非常的良心受到不安。
So he repented。
他就悔改。
And he wrote Psalms 51。
他写下诗篇第五十一章。
Let me read to you Psalms 51。
让我为你读诗篇第五十一章。
This is the kind of reaction David concerning the sin。
这就是大卫对于罪的一个态度。
He says in verse 10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me."
诗篇五十一章第十节，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
That cast me not away from thy presence, and take not the Holy Spirit from me.
不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
Restore upon me the joy of salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit.
求你使我认得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵。
Then I will transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee.
我就把你的道叫有过犯的人罪人归顺你。
In this few verses alone，
在这几句经文当中，
cause us to see what sin can do to us，
就可以看见罪在我们身上产生什么样的效果。
And what should we do in order to be recovered back to that position God has put us？
如果我们要回到与神的正常的交通当中，我们应该做什么？
Verse 10 says， Create in me a clean heart, O God。
第十节说，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心。
Yes, King David has sinned a sin of adultery with Bathsheba.
是的，大卫与拔示巴犯了奸淫。
Yet nobody might know about it.
但是肯定，也许没有人能够知道。
But God knows.
但是神知道。
David knows about it.
大卫知道。
Instead of having satisfaction of the sin that he had committed,
他没有从罪中得乐。
There is a lot of what? The conscience continues to bother him.
他的内心良心受到控告。
Instead of the Lord being up on him day by day,
至于神每天每天有亲密的交通。
The sin reminds him that he has done a wrong thing.
他里面的罪每天都在提醒他他
做。Brothers and sisters, whenever we sin,
弟兄姊妹，当我们犯罪的时候，
there will be no peace in our heart,
在我们心中没有平安。
Until that day we repent and ask God's forgiveness.
直到我们忏悔求神饶恕的时候，我们心中才重获平安。
No, you might tell me, brother, this is something very basic and you know, basic.
你也许会说，弟兄，这是最基本的。
But let me tell you,
但是让我告诉你，
a lot of us, our spiritual growth has been that low.
我们的灵命是那样的低沉。
We cannot have normal fellowship with God.
我们没有与神正常的交通。
It is all because there is a hidden sin within us.
都是因为我们心里有隐藏的罪。
Today we need to repent.
今天我们要悔改。
We need to be like King David.
我们就要像大卫王一样。
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
赐给我。造我清洁的心。
Secondly,
第二点，
a person which had a hidden sin within him,
如果有人有隐藏的罪在他的里面，
always has a spirit,
他的里面就会有一个批评的灵。
Because it says he renewed in a right spirit,
因为这里面说重新有正直的灵。
You know, a person who is saved,
如果一个人得救了，
he is always appreciative of what people has done to him.
他总是会感激人们为他做的每件事情。
He is always appreciative of the goodness of the people.
他总是会感激人们的好的地方。
Yet when there is a hidden sin within us,
但是如果他的心里有隐藏的罪的时候，
we become a critic.
我们就会变得非常
的。We try as much as possible to find fault in other people.
我们总是批评论断，总是去找别人的短处。
We try to see the sin in other people.
我们总是看见别人的短处和罪。
Trying to what? Through the faults of other people.
我们总是去会发现别人的罪。
It's like when we see other people's fault, it's like to appease the conscience within.
我们看到别人有罪的时候，我们自己就会感觉好一点。
We feel like if we see other people's fault,
如果我们看到别人有错的时候，
then we can say they are the same like me.
我们就会说他们跟我一样。
There's no difference.
没有什么区别。
To such an extent, we can tell people you are a hypocrite.
到一个地步，我们会告诉别人你是伪君子。
It's like what the Bible tells us.
是圣经上告诉我们的。
We see the spirit in the eye of a brother.
我们看到弟兄的眼中有良目。
Yet we can see the log in our own eye.
有，我们看到弟兄的眼中有一个字，但是没有看见自己的眼中有良目。
Today, if you want to have a right spirit within you,
但是弟兄姊妹，你们今天应该有正直的灵。
We need to what to deal with that hidden sin within us.
我们应该处理我们心中隐藏的罪。
Thirdly,
第三点，
a person with a hidden sin.
一个人如果心中有隐藏的罪，
lost the presence of God,
就断绝了与神之间的交通。
Oh, the presence of God is one of the most precious things we have gained in our salvation.
神的同在是我们得救之后最宝贵的经历。
And I will say the most important thing.
在圣经上说是最宝贵的。
We can see it in the Bible.
我们可以在读经当中发现这个。
We see all the saints going through all kinds of persecution.
我们看到所有的圣徒经过各样的逼迫，
they can continue to stand.
但是他们仍然能够站为主站立。
It's all because the presence of God is in their midst.
因为神的同在。
David can say,
大卫可以说，
Oh, the Lord stand at my right hand, and I shall not be moved.
大卫可以说，神在我的右，我不至于摇动。
Is David's life an easy life? No, it's not.
大卫的生活很容易吗？不是的。
Being a shepherd boy, he's always tormented with all these wild animals around him.
作为一个牧童，他经常被周围的野生动物所困扰。
Oh, being a son-in-law of the king Saul, there is also a lot of persecution around him.
作为扫罗的女婿，他总是受到很多的逼迫。
Being a king of Israel, there's a lot of a lot of temptation around him.
作为以色列的王，他总是受到很多的诱惑。
Yet he can stand.
但是他可以站立。
Because his sin is taken away.
因为他的罪被解除。
When he repented of his sin.
当他悔改的时候。
The presence of the Lord is recovered back.
神的同在就完全的复辟。
Today a lot of times we feel like, how come the Lord is not with me anymore?
弟兄姊妹们，很多人都会感觉到，为什么现在神，我不感觉到神的同在。
I read the Bible light.
我读圣经却看不见光。
I can't even, it seems that the message doesn't touch me anymore.
来听讲道，但是觉得这个讲道的信息不再令我感动。
Is it because the message is not good?
是这个讲道的信息不好吗？
It's altogether the same.
讲道都是一样的。
But it's because there is something wrong within us.
而是我们自己内心中有问题。
Today may the Lord really open our eyes.
今天愿主开启我们心中的眼睛，
Put light in our hearts.
把光照在我们的心中。
If there is anything,
如果在我们心中有任何罪的时候，
we need to rise up and ask the Lord to forgive us of our sin.
我们应该站起来求主饶恕我们的罪。
That the presence of the Lord might be recovered back.
神的同在就会又恢复。
That the joy of salvation may be recovered back.
救恩之乐又被恢复。
Oh, we can see our sister Crosby.
我们可以讲到我们的姊妹 Crosby.
He said, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine."
他说，耶稣是我的拯救。
How come in such an in blindness?
为什么在他盲人他这个黑暗的世界当中
，He can still have this joy of salvation?
他会有救恶呢
？Because the presence of God is in her.
因为神的同在在他的里面。
Or he might physically be blind.
他可能外面是瞎眼的。
But with God, everything is okay.
但是只要有主，一切都不成问题。
Lastly,
最后一点
，He says, "I will preach you among the transgressors."
说我就把你的道指教有过犯的人。
If our sins are washed away,
如果我们的信我们的罪被清除了
，then we have the power to preach the gospel.
我们就有能力来传福音。
Or in other words,
换一句话说
，If there is still hidden sin within us,
如果在我们里面有隐藏的罪
，even though we try to preach the gospel,
即使我们传福音
，there is no power,
也没有能力。
Hallelujah.
赞美主。
Christ has promised us.
基督已经答应我们。
If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
如果我们认我们的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，避免出我们一切的罪和不义。
We love the word forgiveness.
我们喜欢这个词儿，饶恕。
But there is a requirement.
但是有一个前提。
There need a repentance.
你必须悔改。
No repentance, no forgiveness.
没有悔改就不能有没有饶恕。
Or we keep on sinning with one forgiveness, but we never turn away from our ways, then there is no more forgiveness.
如果我们一直要求被饶恕，但是我们没有离开我们的恶行的话，就不会有就不会有饶恕。
You want to have a clean heart?
你要有清洁的心吗？
You want to have a right spirit?
你要有正直的灵吗？
You want the presence of the Lord to be with you?
你想要神的同在？
You want to have the joy of salvation?
你想要有救恩的？
You want to have the power in your gospel preaching?
你想要有救恩之乐和传福音的力量吗？
Repent of our ways.
求饶恕，
忏悔。Let the Lord forgive us of our sin.
求主饶恕我们的罪。
Then we will be that person fitted for His coming.
我们就会。装扮整齐等待主来。
This is the kind of person we are.
这是我们要成为的人。
This is the character we need to exhibit.
这是我们应该彰显出来的品性。
A Christian that is sensitive of sin and hates sin.
作为基督徒，我们应该对罪非常应该恨恶罪。
The second character.
第二个。
A person who is saved by His grace.
一个人蒙恩得救。
Is a person who always walk an extra mile.
他就总愿意去多走一里路。
When we read the book of Gospel of Matthew chapter 5,
当我们读马太福音第五章的时候，
it says here, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
上面讲到以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
This is the kind of person we are when we are yet in sin.
当我们还在最终的时候，我们就是这样的人。
This is the kind of person we are. We are selfish.
因为我们就是这样的自私。
We care only for our own affairs.
我们只是在乎自己的那点事儿。
Look at that little child.
看看那些小孩子。
You never teach him or her to be what? To be selfish.
你从来没教这些小孩子做自私的人。
But they are just tendency. They want to be selfish.
但是那就是他们的性格，他们就想要做自私的人。
Sometimes I talk to my mom about my childhood.
有的时候我跟我母亲交通我小的时候的事情。
My mom will tell me, you know what? When your sister was born.
我的母亲就会告诉我，你知道吗？在你的姐姐还是
And what, Mimi, was brought back to the hospital.
当你出生的时候，在医院的时候
，There is one thing that's very interesting.
有一件事情很有趣儿。
You are not happy.
你不高兴。
And I'm not willing to go to the room to see my sister.
你不要去房间里看你的小妹妹。
Why?
为什么呢
？I'm jealous.
因为我很嫉妒。
My mother never teach me to be jealous.
我的母亲从来没有教导我
要去尊敬。To only take care of myself.
我的母亲从来没有教导我只管自己的事情。
Yet this is the kind of character we exhibit when we are in Adam.
但是如果我们还在处在旧老亚当的里面，我们就是这样的性格。
I'm afraid that when my sister was born, all the attention will be on her, not on me.
因为我害怕，如果我的小妹妹出生了以后，人们把所有的注意力、关心都给了她，就没有我了。
It's natural that we are like that.
所以我们这样做是自然的。
Let me tell you a story.
让我告诉你一个故事。
There's once a farmer who went to a car dealer to buy a truck.
有一个农到一个卖车的人那车行去买车。
After buying that truck, that farmer gave to that car dealer his calling card.
买了车以后，这个农夫就给了这个卖车的人他的卡。
He said, "If you have need anything in the farm, come to me. I'll supply you with all you need."
他对他说，如果你想要买任何东西在我的农场里的话，那你就可以给我打电话，我可以满足你所有的要求。
So one day the car dealer went to the farm. He said, "I need a cow."
有一天，这个卖车的经纪人就到这个农场，说我想要买一个牛。
And the farmer said, "There's a lot of cow here. Just choose whatever you want, and we'll talk."
那农夫就说，你就选一个你喜欢的牛，然后我们再讲价钱。
Then he said, then the car dealer choose a cow.
然后这个卖车的人他就选了一批牛。
He said, how much?
他说多少钱？
Then the farmer said, basic cow, $400.
这个农夫就说一个基本的牛是$400。
Oh, the car dealer was so excited. Oh, that's cheap, really. I want to buy it.
然后这个卖车说，哦，这个这个价钱很好，我要买。
He said, not yet.
他说我还没。
He said, two-tone collar, dollar more.
他说因为这个牛是两个颜色，所以要加$200。
Extra stomach, $100.
Extra, 哦，他的肚子很大，所以要加$100。
Genuine cowhide, $100.
真正的牛皮$100。
A set of horns, $100.
两只脚$100。
Automatic fly swatter, $100.
他的尾巴会摆来摆去，所以还要加$100。
Totally more than $1,000.
最后加起来要超过$1,000。
Quite funny, right?
很可笑是吗？
We felt, how could this farmer be that stingy?
我们在想这个农夫他怎么会这样的吝啬？
Brothers and sisters, this is who we are.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们就是这样的人。
According to our flesh, we only do whatever is expected of us.
我们的原则就是我们做我们该做的这一步。
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
就是以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
When we got redeemed.
当我们被救赎的时候。
When we are transferred from God, from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
当我们出黑暗进光明的国度的时候。
We are different.
我们就不同了。
Before we take our interest is only ourselves.
以前我们的总是看着自己的事儿。
Now our interest is God Himself.
现在我们就注重神家里的事。
Before we care about ourselves.
以前我们只管自己。
Now we care about God's people.
现在我们就在意神的子民。
Why? Because we have a different life.
为什么呢？因为我们的生命不一样
了。This is the life of Christ.
这是基督的生命。
Who doesn't care about himself? He only care about the people he want to save.
他不管自己，而只在意他所救赎的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is the kind of model and example God has given to us.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神为我们所做出的榜样。
When man fell into sin,
当人类陷入罪的时候。
When he ate of that forbidden fruit,
当他吃了禁果的时候。
It is God who came into the garden.
是神来到园中。
It is God who take that extra step.
是神多走了一里路。
He is God who said.Adam, Adam, where art thou?
他在呼唤亚当，亚当，你在哪？
We are still dead in trespasses and sin.
当我们死在罪恶过犯当中的
时候。We are still wallowing in the mud.
当我们还在泥堆里滚爬。
God came, became a man.
上帝来做道成肉身。
God continued to give and give and give.
神一直在一再的给给给。
To give until he gave himself as a ransom for many.
一直给到一个地步，他成了我们的赎价。
Brothers and sisters, this is the example God has given to us.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是神所给我们的一个榜样。
And this is the example which the principle which we should follow.
这是我们应该遵循的榜样。
And all, what is this principle?
这是什么一个原则呢？
To walk an extra mile.
就是多走一里路。
Oh, a lot of times we are so selfish.
我们通常非常的自私。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹
a Christian exhibit a different kind of behavior.
作为基督徒，我们应该有不同的品性。
A behavior that care about other people.
我们的行为应该是我们在意其他的人。
A behavior that care about God's eternal purpose.
我们应该在意神永远的旨意。
Knowing that we have this principle.
我们知道这个基本条例。
Now the practice.
我们想到我们应该怎么样实行出来呢
？It says here, but I say to you that ye are not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee right cheek, turn to him the other also.
只是三十九节，只是我告诉你们，不要与罪恶人作对。有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来，由他打。
Verse 41, whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain.
有人强逼你走一里路，你就同他走两里。
You know, our brothers always encourage us that when we read the word of God.
我弟兄们总是鼓励我们，当我们读圣经的时候。
We should not just read it just like that.
我们不应该就这样读。
We should read the whole context.
我们应该联系上下文。
Because when you read verse 38 to 42,
当你读38节到42节的时候，
you will feel like it seems like the Lord is trying to turn a blind eye towards evil things.
你会觉得好像上帝在恩待那些恶人。
He says it because when if you should not resist evil.
他没有去拒绝那些恶行。
He said he should not resist evil.
他说你们不要对与恶人作对。
But whosoever shall smite thee on thy turn your left also.
神说有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来，由他打。
Is it really a matter that the Lord doesn't care about evil anymore?
这是难道是说神不在乎做恶的吗
？Or is the Lord lenient towards evil?
还是神对做恶的事情非
常的宽容 ？God is a righteous God.
神是公义的神。
Surely he is concerned about evil.
他真的非常在意这些恶行。
Evil should be restrained.
恶行应该受到压制。
Oh, let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
让我们读罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12, verse. Verse 17.
第十七节，罗马书第十二章十七节。
He said, "Recompense to no man evil for evil."
不要以恶报恶。
Provide things honest in the sight of all men.
众人以为美的事要留心去做。
And if it is possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men.
众人以为美的事要留心去做。
So when you read this portion, it seems God is very lenient towards evil.
读这句话的时候，你会觉得神对这些恶行非常的宽容。
But when you read chapter 13 of Romans,
但是你读罗马书第十三章的时候，
it's altogether a different story.
是完全不同的故事。
It says verse 1, "Let every soul be subject unto higher powers."
第一节说，在上有权柄的人人当顺服他。
Verse 2, whosoever therefore resisted the power, resisted the ordinance of God, and that they resist shall receive themselves damnation.
第二节说，所以抗拒掌权的，就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
In other words, God has something to do with evil.
换句话说，
God will do something about evil.
神一定会解决这些恶行。
Let me say it in this manner.
让我换句话说。
God is not lenient towards evil.
上帝没有宽容这些恶行。
We cannot. There is always a saying.
总会有这句话说。
We cannot legislate morality.
我们不能使肉体立法化、合法化。
We cannot, but legislate. We can legislate against immorality.
我们不能。
Let's make it in simple terms. We cannot make a law asking people to love us.
我们不能设立一个法律让人们来爱我们。
But we can make a law restricting people to hurt us.
但是我们可以设立一个法律来限制人们来伤害我们。
Law is given not to show how good we are.
律法给下来不是说我们有多好。
But rather to expose how bad we are and this evil need to be restrained.
而是来向我们显示我们内心中的恶有多多。
That's why the Lord put on some authority over us.
这就是为什么神会设置权柄。
To restrain all the evilness and wickedness in this world today.
来辖制我们，辖制这个世界上一切的不义。
And this is towards those who are workers of evil.
这就是对那些行恶事的人。
But to us as Christians.
但是对我们这些基督徒。
The Lord tells us one thing.
神告诉我们一件事情。
We should fight against evil.
我们不应该与
If evil have done something against us,
我们不要与恶人作对。如果恶人对我们做了一些事情，
we should not take revenge.
我们不应该复仇。
Because the Lord is the avenger.
因为神是伸冤的那一位。
No, a lot of times we said we need to stand for our rights.
经常我们会说我们要争取我们自己的权利。
When people hurt us, we hit back.
如果人们伤害我，我们应该还击。
But is this the kind of example the Lord has shown us when He was on earth?
但是神给我们的榜样是另外一个。
He was smitten.
他被击打。
He was slapped.
他被鞭打。
But he never retaliated.
但是他从来没有复仇。
When he was on the cross,
当他在十字架的时候
when people was laughing at him,
当人们在取笑他的时候
he can only say, Father, forgive them.
他只是说父神啊饶恕他们。
This is the example the Lord has shown us.
这是神给我们的榜样。
We should not reward evil for evil.
我们不可能以恶还恶。
You know, there are three kinds of life we can live.
有三种生活我们可以遵行。
The first one, a hellish life.
Hellish.
Hellish, 这个。地狱的生活，
就像地狱一般的生活。
What hellish life?
什么是像地狱一般的生活
？Rewarding evil for the good done for us.
就是以善事来以恶报善。
We will not do that.
我们不会这样做的。
This is all because of those who are in sin and in trespasses.
这是人们还在罪中的时候。
But there's another kind of life, the human life.
第二种是人类的生活。
When I do good to you, you do good to me.
如果我对你好，你也对我好。
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
以眼还眼，
Another kind of life.
以牙还牙。第三种生活。
A heavenly life.
是属天的生活。
What is a heavenly life?
什么是属天的生活？
Doing good for the evil done to us.
就是对恶者依然行善事。
This is the kind of character and behavior we need to exhibit.
这是我们应该显明出来的性格。
For if we give you know reward evil for evil.
如果我们以恶报恶
，Aren't we the same like the?
我们不就像外邦人一样吗
？Today, brothers and sisters, we are different.
今天姊妹，我们是不同的。
We are a kingdom.
我们是属神的子民。
We are people with a higher character.
我们有我们有高的品行。
A heavenly character.
属天的性格。
We are a royal priesthood, a peculiar people.
我们是圣洁的国度，属神的子民。
There is a big difference between us and the people in the world today.
在我们和世界上的这些人当中有很大的区别。
When evil is done to us,
当恶势力来的时候
，we reward it with good.
我们以善待恶。
You know, one day I was reading a story of Brother Watchman Nee.
有一天我在读关于尼托生弟兄的故事的时候
，You know, Brother Watchman Nee was so concerned with his co-workers.
尼托生弟兄对他的弟兄，他同工的弟兄是这样的关心。
Because at that time, a lot of co-workers were sent into inside China.
许多他的同工被送到中国内地。
And there is not the economy is not good at that time.
那时候经济状况也不好。
Especially there is this occupation.
特别日本侵略。
So he think of a way to support his co-workers.
于是他就想到一个方法来支持他的同工。
No, his brother has this so-called pharmaceutical company.
他就有一个公司。
He has a brother that owns a pharmaceutical company.
他有一个弟兄有这样一个公司。
But the business is not doing good.
但是他公司的状况不是很好。
Because his brother is a chemist.
因为这个弟兄是学化学的。
So he said, if I run the business.
他说如果我继续这样做生意的话。
On the one hand, we can turn the whole situation around.
一方面我们可以把生意转机过来。
And some of the poor, a portion of the proceeds we can support the co-workers.
我们就会有一些钱去送给那些同工们。
And indeed, it was all successful.
事实上，生意真的很好。
They start to send all these proceeds to these co-workers.
所以他们就把这些资金都给了弟兄同工们。
But the problem is a lot of co-workers turn against him.
但是问题是有许多他的同工都来他。
They feel like since you are the servant of the Lord.
他们既然你是神的仆人
How could you start doing business?
那你怎么开始做生意了呢
It seems like you started to live like the worldly people again.
你就像世人一样的生活了
Yet we know it's not the case.
但我们知道这个其实是不同的情况
So one day one of the brothers make a phone call.
有一天有个弟兄给他打电话
And when he answered the phone, the brothers start to charge him all his wrongdoings.
他就接电话的时候，那个弟兄就一直指责他所做的错事。
And he said, "How could you do this? How could you do that?"
他说你怎么会这样做？怎么会那样做
？And you know how our brother Watchmoney respond?
你知道尼托生弟兄怎么说的吗
？He can only say, "Yes, yes, thank you, thank you."
他只是说是的，是的，谢谢你。
After the conversation was done.
当他们俩之间的对话结束的时候
，His wife Charity said, "How could you not even vindicate yourself?"
他的妻子就说：“你为什么不为自己辩解呢
？”You know what he's charging you is a false accusation.
知道他所说的一切都是假见证。
And you know what, brother?
你知道尼弟兄说什么吗
？He said, "If somebody exalt me to the heavens, I'm still Watchmoney."
他说：“如果有人即使从天上来攻击我，还是尼弟兄。
No, if they exalt me.”
就升我到天上
I'm still Watchmoney
我还是尼弟兄
If he trampled me down to the deepest part of hell I'm still Watchmoney
他即使把我踩到地狱里面我还是尼弟兄
In other words, God is righteous
换句话说神是公义的神
Knowing that he is righteous is good enough
知道他是良善的神就已经很好了
Brothers and sisters, if you put me in that situation
如果你把我放在那个地位的话
I would have vindicated myself
我一定会为我自己辩解
Because that brother who is making that false accusation
那个就是指责他的弟兄
is one of the co-workers brother he is secretly you know, supporting
是尼弟兄偷偷资助的一个同工之一
If I would be in that place I would say brother stop talking
我在他的地位我就会说弟兄你住嘴
Do you know you receive a package and so in what date?
你还记不记得在那一天你收到了一个包裹
That is from me.
是我寄的
But Brother Watchmoney never said that.
但是尼弟兄从来没说
He put it into the hands of the Lord.
他把它交在神的手中
He continued to forgive and forgive and forgive.
他一直这样的饶恕饶恕再饶恕
This is the kind of example we need to be.
弟兄姊妹们我们应该遵循这样的榜样
Not only we should not retaliate
我们不仅不要去复仇
We need to forgive
而且我们要原谅
To forgive is having an extra mile
我们去饶恕就是多走一里路
Secondly
第二点
It says here in Matthew
在马太福音
It says if anybody sue thee at the law and take away thy coat let him thy cloak also
有人想要告你要拿你的礼衣连外衣也叫他拿去
In other words, if you have do wrongs to somebody
换句话说如果你得别人
And that somebody to try to file a case against you
那个人想要把你告到法庭上
Not only you should pay for what you owe
你不仅要偿还你所欠的
You need to give more than what is expected
你还要多给
Because it says when he require you your coat
这上面就是说他如果他要你的礼衣
You need to give even your inner garment
你连外衣也要给他
In other words, when we see the example of Zacchaeus
我们来讲讲撒该的故事
When he was redeemed
当他被救赎的时候
Immediately he said
他立刻就说
If I owe anybody
如果我欠任何人的
I will pay him fourfold
我会还他四倍
According to the law
根据律法
When we owe somebody
当我们欠别人的时候
We only pay what we owe
我们只偿还我们所欠的
But as a Christian
但是作为基督徒
Not only we need to pay
我们不仅要偿还我们所欠的
We need to pay more than we are expected to
我们要偿还更多
That is the practice
这我们应该当做的
Number three,
第三点
Give to him that asketh thee and from him that would borrow of thee turn thou not away
有求你的就给他，有向你借贷的不可推辞。
If somebody, in other words, if somebody asks for help,
换句话说，如果有人想请你帮助
，we should not turn him away, but continue to help.
我们不应该拒绝他，而且一直要帮助他。
Brothers and sisters, this is the behavior of a Christian.
弟兄姊妹们，这才是基督徒当有的行为。
When God redeemed us.
当神救赎我们的时候
，we are a group of people who is concerned about other people's affair rather than our affair.
我们总是在乎别人所犯的，而不管自己的错误。
Now we can say, I know the principle already.
那你现在就会说，我知道这些道理了。
I know how to practice it.
我知道怎么样付诸行动。
But I don't have the power.
但是我没有这个力量。
Today, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
The Lord requires us to do something.
神教我们做一件事情。
He calls us to have the what? The substance to have the power to do it.
他一定会支持我们，让我们去完成这件事情。
The law did,
如果神叫我们做事，
no, the,
律法要求我们。
But never gave us the supply.
律法要求我们，但是从来不支持我们。
The Lord demands us to do it.
律法要求我们去做。
The Lord,
神要求我们去做。
But He supplies us with the power.
但是他一定会给我们。
When we read the Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
当我们读，
哥林多后书。He says here, for we have this treasure in earthen vessel.
第四章第七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
But it doesn't end here.
但是到这没有结束。
He says here, you have this treasure in earthen vessel.
因为这上面说放在瓦器里。
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
It talks about the excellency of the power.
这里讲到那莫大的能力。
When we talk about power,
当我们讲到能力的时候，
the first thing that came into our mind is brute force.
我们首先想到我们的能力。
Putting people into submission.
让去强迫别人来遵守。
I want to put him down or for me to be number.
我要把他下去，我才能成为第一位。
But the force that had been in 2 Corinthians is totally a different kind of force.
但是哥林多后书第四章所讲的是另外一种能力。
It's a different kind of power.
是另外一种能力。
It is the ability.
是神的能力。
Ability.
是莫大的能力。
An excellent ability.
是莫大的能力。
That when we are troubled on every side, we are not distressed.
当我们四面受敌却不被困住。
When we are perplexed, we are not in despair.
心里作难却不致失望。
When we are persecuted, we are not cast down.
遭逼迫。
And not destroyed.
却不被丢弃。
This is the power.
这是我们的能力。
Oh, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
When people try to hit you.
当人们想要打你的时
候。Not only you don't hit back.
你不仅不要去回首。
You let your people continue to hit.
你让他打。
I will say this is a very hard thing.
我知道这是很难的。
You know, it's a wonderful principle to say when people hit you on the right cheek, left cheek.
这些道理都很好，说打你的右脸，把左脸也给他。你试一试。
Right, then I'll try.
那我们就试一试。
When I hit you,
我打你的时候，
you will hit me back.
你肯定会还手。
When people say something against you,
当人们说你的时候，
you will say you will give a message to against him.
你也会回击他。
This is the natural man.
这是自然的人。
But thank the Lord for the power.
但是感谢主，为他的能力感谢主。
The power to be silent.
就是我们安静的能力。
The power to forgive.
就是饶恕的能力。
But in the midst of all this,
在这一切的混乱当中，
we can say, Lord, thank you.
我们会说，主，感谢你。
It says here, always bearing in our body the dying of our Lord Jesus.
第十节说，身上常带着耶稣的死。
What is this power?
这个是什么能力？
This power is to kill our flesh.
是把我们肉身钉死的能力。
Gradually we let our flesh go.
是让我们肉身去除的能力。
Instead of retaliating.
我们不要复仇。
Instead of standing for our rights.
不是为自己的能力申
辩。We let the life of Christ be expressed to our body.
而是基督的爱彰显出来。
This is what the power is.
这就是神的能力。
Thank God this power is within us.
感谢神今天把这个能力赐给我们。
The power is to use it.
问题是我们会使用这个能力
吗？ Are we going to say, Lord, I cannot do it, but let you do it for me?
我们会说，主啊，我做不到，但是求你为我做。
Then if we let him do it,
如果我们求神帮我们做，
then we start to exhibit that kind of a power, that kind of a living to walk an extra mile.
我们就会有这个能力去彰显出来，去多走一里路。
Lastly,
最后一点，
if we exhibit such power,
如果我们彰显出这个莫大的能力，
there are a lot of results.
就会有很多的结果
发生。One, there will be a change of attitude.
第一点就是我们的态度会转变。
Before, when we are asked to do something else,
当我们蒙恩得救之前，我们被要求去做一些事情的时候，
we hate it.
我们痛恨。
There is like a resentment.
就像我们憎恶。
But when we do it today,
但是我们今天做的时候，
when we did it according to the power of Christ,
我们根据这莫大的能力做的时候，
instead of resentment,
我们不憎恨，
we are willing to do it.
我们愿意去做。
Instead of being controlled, instead of being controlled,
不是被控制，
we are in control.
我们来被而控制它。
Doing what we ought to do,
不是我们应该去做我们应该做的。
We are doing what we more than we ought to do.
我们做比我们要求的更多。
There is a change of attitude.
我们的态度真的改变了。
Secondly,
第二点，
there is a what? A change in the is a key for spiritual growth.
这是我们属灵生命增长的关键。
A lot of times we feel like, how come our spiritual growth is stagnant?
有很多时候我们感觉到我们的灵命没有增长。
We experience only this basic salvation.
我们只是经历这些最基本的救赎。
It's because we are not willing to experience this power.
因为我们不想去经历这个莫大的能力。
We feel that how come so many years a Christian, my knowledge concerning the Lord is just the same.
我们就想我们的为什么这种我们对神的认识总是一样的
It's because we don't take that extra step.
因为我们不去多走一里路
You know, taking that extra step
我们应该多去走一里路
will cause us to learn more about
好叫我们更加知道
experience more of God
会更加的经历神
You know, as I was reading Brother Nee, it really touched my heart.
当我读弟兄的故事的时候真的很感动
He make a commitment.
他做了一个
a commitment.
一个
that he will read the New Testament once a month.
他答应神，他每个月要读新约圣经一次。
Reading the New Testament once a month.
每个月一次。
No doubt that he is so well versed with the Scripture.
毋庸置疑，他肯定是对这个经文已经非常熟悉。
Today, brothers and sisters, how is our Bible reading?
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天读经生活是什么样的
？Sometimes we read the Bible because we are afraid that if somebody asks us, then we say, "Oh, I didn't read the Bible."
我们读经的时候，经常是因为我们担心别人问到我们圣经的事的时候，我们就要很羞耻的说我们不知道。
You know, I was in the high school service.
我在服侍高中生的时候。
Our sister every week will ask the student, "Have you read your Bible?"
我们的姊妹就每个礼拜问高中生，你有没有读经
？Those who read your Bible, please raise your hand.
读经的请举手。
Some of them start to read the Bible.
所以许多开始读经。
Because they are afraid that they will be, you know, it's not really a good sight when you don't read the Bible.
如果你不读经的话，看起来真的不太好。
So they try to read the Bible.
所以他们就开始读经。
Today, do we read the Bible because people is watching us?
今天。弟兄姊妹，我们读经是因为人们看着我们呢。
Today, brothers, we need to make an extra effort.
弟兄姊妹们，我们应该多付出努力。
We read the Bible not because we ought to, but because we love to.
我们读经不是因为我们应当去读，而是因为我们愿意、爱慕去读。
Sometimes we feel like, oh, these brothers are so well versed with the Scripture.
有的时候我们会想，这个弟兄他对经文真的很熟。
Every time he stood up in the pulpit, it seems like he is a walking Bible concordance.
每次他站起来的时候，你就会觉得他好像是活着的经文。
And sometimes we feel like, what is the secret?
有的时候你就会问他，你的秘密是什么？
There is no secret, really.
没有秘密。
The only thing he did is make an extra effort.
这唯一的秘密就是愿意多付出努力。
Brothers and sisters, do you want to make an extra effort in pursuing after God?
弟兄姊妹，你们愿意多付些努力来追求什么？
How come we feel like this brother, it seems like when you ask him about the will of the Lord, he just have that feeling to know the will of the Lord.
当我们问一个弟兄，你知道神的旨意是什么？他真的就想要去追寻神的旨意。
He is very clear about God's purpose.
他非常知道神的旨意。
Where there's no secret about that.
没有一些秘，没有任何秘密。
Because he's always in the presence of the Lord.
因为他总是与神有交通。
Today, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Let us encourage one another.
让我们彼此勉励。
I'm not more better than you.
我不比你们好。
We are just like the same.
我们都是一样的。
But let us be encouraged.
但是我们彼此互勉。
We want to have a growth in our life.
我们想要我们的灵命增长。
We need to walk an extra mile.
我们就要多付出努力。
Lastly,
最后一点。
Taking an extra mile is the key to witness.
多付出努力，多走一里路，是我们做见证的关键。
A lot of times we felt like, how come there is no power in my witnessing?
有许多时候，我们觉得我们的见证没有能力。
Because what people see is the same.
因为人们看见你总是一样的。
You do things what they do.
你做的事情跟他们做的事情都是一样的。
So、what is the difference?
那有什么区别
？It's a Jewish legend that goes this way.
就是说，以色列人有一个传说是这样的。
And it's the basis what the Lord said in Matthew.
这就跟马太福音中所说的相符。
He said if somebody compelled you to walk a mile, walk 2 miles.
上面说，如果有人强迫你走一里路，你就同他走二里。
You know when the Roman Empire started to conquer Palestine.
当罗马帝国侵占巴勒斯坦的时候
there is a law made.
有一个律法
that if a Roman soldier travel on the road.
有一个罗马兵在街上走路的时候
and he saw a Jewish man.
他看到一个犹太人
it is just right for him to ask this Jewish person to carry his luggage.
他有权利要求这个犹太人为他搬运行李
and to carry the luggage 1 mile.
可以搬运一里
We know that is not justice.
我们知道这个不公平。
It is not right.
这个不正确。
You conquer my land and you ask me to bear your burden.
你侵占了我的领土国土，你还要要求我搬东西。
There was once a farmer was farming his field.
有一个农夫种地。
A Roman soldier passed by.
这个罗马兵就过的时候。
And he asked this Roman soldier, "Hey, come."
罗马兵说，你过来。
Pick up my luggage.
把我的行李拿起来。
Oh, that Jewish farmer was so angry.
那个犹太的农夫就非常的生气。
But he cannot retaliate. It is the law.
但是这就是法律这样规定。
So he picked up this luggage.
所以他拿起行李。
And start to walk.
就开始走。
When he reached that 1 mile,
他走了一里路的时候
he dropped the luggage.
他把行李放下。
He won't even have a further step.
他不会多走一步。
Then this Roman soldier picked up his luggage again.
然后这个罗马士兵就把这个行李拿起来。
Start to walk.
开始自己走。
He saw another farmer.
他看到另外一个农夫。
He said, "Hey, pick up my luggage."
他说把我的行李拿起来。
And this Jewish man has a different attitude.
这个犹太人的态度就不一样。
Oh, you want me to carry your luggage? Yeah, let me carry your luggage.
他说你让我帮你搬，我帮你搬。
Then as he was carrying the luggage, walking with a Roman soldier.
当他跟着罗马兵来帮他行李的时候。
He said, "What is your name?"
他说你叫什么名字？
Where are you from?
你从哪儿来？
And the soldier said, "You're having wars, you know, in so many places. I haven't seen my wife for 2 years."
罗马兵就说我们有这么多的战事，我已经两年没有看我的外
婆，
我的妻子。
That 1 mile,
当他走了一里路的时候
and this Roman soldier is, "Thank you for carrying my luggage."
罗马士兵就说谢谢你帮我搬行李。
Then this Jewish farmer, "No, you look tired. Let me carry more."
犹太人就说你看起来很累，我再帮你搬一会儿。
So how's your wife?
他说你妻子怎么样？
How many children do you have?
你有几个孩子？
After they reach the 2nd mile,
当他到了两里路的时候
this Roman soldier said,Hey, you're different.
罗马士兵就说你真的不一样。
I thought that the Jewish people are rebellious.
我以为以色列人都很反抗。
But you are so helpful.
但是你真的很愿意帮我。
What is the secret?
你的秘密是什么呢？
Who is your God?
谁是你的神？
Then the Jewish farmer start to talk about Jehovah.
这个人就开始讲以色列的神耶和华。
You know, this is the God who brought us out.
这个耶和华神把我们领出了埃及。
Sooner or later, this Roman soldier became a Jewish believer.
不久之后，这个罗马士兵就变成了一个相信神的人。
What is the difference?
这个是多大的区别呀？
Because this person walked an extra mile.
因为这个人他愿意多走一里路。
Today, brothers, you want to have a power in your gospel preaching?
弟兄姊妹们，你们今天想要传福音，有能力的传福音吗？
You want to have the power in, you know, influencing the saints?
你想要有能力去影响其他的圣徒吗？
It's not doctrine.
这不是教说教
doctrine comes and go.
教说教来了就走了。
I believe after I speak, when you get out of the room, you might forget half of the message that I've spoken.
我相信我讲完之后你离开这个房间一半的讲道你都会忘记。
When you went home, you forget everything.
当你回家的时候你所有都会忘记。
But let me tell you one thing.
但是我告诉你一件事情。
It is the work that people never forget.
是人们的行为不能被人忘记。
Brothers and sisters, we are the witness of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是见证。
Let us not love only in word, but also in deed.
不仅是爱这个话语真理，而且真的是做出来。
On the one hand, we need to dealt with our sin.
一方面，我们要对付我们的罪。
That these vessels of ours will be fit for His using.
好，叫我们这个低贱的瓦器能够被他使用。
On the other hand, let's put our faith into practice.
另一方面，我们就好去实践，把这些实践出来。
And through this, the Lord will use us.
经过这一切，神就会使用我们。
Brothers and sisters, the days are short.
弟兄姊妹们，日子已经近了。
We need to rise up.
我们要站起来。
When the Lord comes back,
当主回来的时候
，How will we take account of our works?
我们怎么样向主交账呢
？May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神恩待我们。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Lord, this morning we come to your presence.
主啊，谢谢你让我们来到你的同在的里面。
Lord, we pray that your word operates in our hearts.
主耶稣，求你对我们心里讲话。
Lord, we are just that earthen vessel.
主啊，我们只是卑贱的瓦器。
Oh, so dirty.
嗯
But thank you, Lord, you wash us.
但是谢谢主，你清洁一切的罪。
Oh, that we might be a proper vessel to be used.
求你帮助我们成为你所使用的器皿。
And we thank you also for you being that treasure in our vessel.
谢谢你成为我们这卑贱瓦器里面的宝贝。
You causing us to have that power to do what we ought to do.
教导我们我们该做的事情。
And not only to do what we ought to do and do more than we ought to do.
不仅做我们该做的，而且超出我们应该做的。
May you work in our hearts.
求你在我们心中做工。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。